Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All righty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time, where, you know, some good, fun, creative questions come in from social media. And Seltzer says, let's go with these. James Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
All right, let's start out on Twitter. Robin asks, or says, summarize your life in five words or less.
Just being me.
Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, it works.
Does that mean you're the stupid one?
Yes.
You are?
I am keeping
it. You think of yourself
simple.
As stupid?
No, I don't. But
so you're saying other people are stupid?
No, I'm saying I keep it simple.
Okay, so right. Keep it simple.
You've never heard that phrase before?
I have heard that phrase before.
You never know.
Just being me.
Just being
yeah,
you.
It's like Randall back in the day. Let me be me.
Yes.
Was that his line? Let me be me?
I believe so.
I would say for me, it's just being me.
Yeah, and you are something, so it's good.
You say so.
It's from the text line. What is the first thing you would do if you won the lottery?
Tell the authorities I want to remain anonymous.
Smart.
Yep.
I didn't know
first
that.
First I jump for joy, and then I would tell the authorities I want to remain. First thing I'd buy.
What's the first thing you'd buy? Let's flip that around.
I told you the first thing, I kind of did win the lottery already, like in a way. You know, like I got to play pro football,
sure.
Which was pretty amazing. It felt like winning the lottery, and the first thing I bought was a folding knife, a folding hunting
really
knife.
Really splurged, huh?
I did. I was in training camp in Napa, California, and we had an off afternoon, and I went to the local mall, and I went to a knife store, and I bought a really cool folding knife.
Wow.
But I would probably buy something not that big with my new.
I'd probably go with
millions.
A yacht.
Yeah.
A yacht.
No way.
There,
see,
Joe.
I would never go
yacht.
Yacht.
A yacht.
I would never ever go yacht.
Yeah. Yacht, man.
I think I would look into.
You're a yachtman.
I would probably start looking at
like
incredible
Thurston Howell.
Guitars.
Yeah. Thurston Howell III, he was probably a yachtman.
Oh, yeah.
If I really, 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 really had dough, yacht.
No, you wouldn't.
I probably
you don't even know how to do, like operate.
Listen,
them.
John,
you can hire someone to do it.
I'll hire Richie to, you know, drive. What do? You drive a yacht? You row a yacht.
I think you need a
do
crew.
You row a yacht?
I don't
Stop.
Know. What you, do. You know what I'm saying? All right, keep going.
It's good. All right,
so I get you a job.
Also from the text line, what is your favorite sound in sports?
Sound.
Sound.
My
like
favorite
the
sound.
The crack of the bat.
I'll tell you what. I heard it a lot in the NFC Championship game 2018, the 2017 season, when we played the Vikings and we were sitting up there in the press box.
Yep.
The sound of pads clanging together, or the whatever you'd call that, the explosion of pads and helmets when our offensive line was out there moving people, like the thud, the heavy thud. It is so satisfying to me, and I'd never heard it that loudly. I couldn't believe I could hear it, although it was carrying the whole way up to the press box. We were out there blasting people, and it was very satisfying.
It's a good sound. My favorite sound in sports is the sound of a jubilant crowd. J.J. Daniels scores the goal. The crowd goes wild. The Sixers advance to the finals. The crowd. Brad Lidge strikes out Eric Hinsky. The crowd. Patrick Robinson intercepts the pass. Runs it all the way back. The crowd. flea flicker to Torrey Smith, the crowd. My answer is the crowd.
All right. Let's go. Let's stick with the tag line. This is a good one. What celebrity?
And not the wave, by the way.
Yeah, no, not the wave. What celebrity annoys you the most?
The wave is kind of cool.
The wave is moronic.
What do you mean it's moronic? I think it's cool. Moronic. It's amazing
to
see it.
And
wait,
people,
why do you hate the wave?
And there's a sound to the wave.
Oh.
I always thought it was really
brutal.
Awful.
It's kind of neat. Awful.
Clown show. The wave is the clown show of being a fan.
It's not cool to do the wave?
I've done it, but it's not cool.
I think it's cool.
Not cool.
All right, James, what was the question?
What celebrity annoys you the most?
Ooh.
Jeez. What celebrity annoys me the most? John, you got an answer on this one? I mean, I know I got all sorts of answers, but who annoys me?
Justin Bieber's probably high on that list, right?
Kim K.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye. Both
are annoying
on that list. I do think the Kardashians are like the go-to for me.
Right.
But
you know what I'll go with? I will go with all of the what's that show where the wives of thing?
Oh, like Real Housewives?
Real Housewives. I'll go with the collective Real Housewives.
All the Real Housewives.
All the Real Housewives.
Hey, you know, hold up. You might want to take this back because you know who is now, I don't know if it's Beverly Hills or Orange County. I don't watch them, but I've seen the commercials with my wife. You know who is now a Real Housewife of one of the California shows?
Okay.
Denise Richards is on the show.
Then
you're going to take it back, Joe?
Listen, if she's with Neve Campbell in a pool, then she gets special dispensation.
Good.
Otherwise, no can do.
You know who I find annoying, and I think a lot of people don't.
What a scene, by the way.
Yeah, it's a scene.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, it was beyond good. Go ahead.
A wild scene.
A wild scene.
It's amazing. Well, Charlie Sheen. She was married to Charlie Sheen. Like, she's got some real judgment.
I was mad
issues.
At Matt Dillon for that scene. I was mad that he got to be in that scene and not I.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead.
I don't blame you. I find Jennifer Aniston annoying. If we're talking
about America's sweetheart.
I think that's part of why.
You're the one.
Because everyone loves her. And
I don't love her, but I like her.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
She
I feel
seems
like
a really
I
nice
feel
person.
Like, I feel like it can't
she
be true.
She does seem cool.
It can't be true.
Okay.
I think it's misguided.
Richie, this one's from you. How did you get involved with Artie Lang? I don't know if we've ever heard that story here.
Yeah, it's not that exciting, really. I had just gotten done up at ESPN. I was at ESPN for 4 years, and I heard that they were having auditions to sit with Artie Lang on his show. And I loved the Stern Show. I loved Artie Lang, and it was a drive for me from where I was living in central PA to New York City that I could make. It was doable.
That's amazing to me that central PA, you can drive easily to New York City.
Well, I was driving to New York City on Sunday night and then staying in a hotel Monday through Friday to do the show every day. And then I'd drive home for the weekend.
How long did you do that for?
A year and a half-ish.
Hmm.
The show wasn't long for this world. We had some problems, I guess.
I got you.
I don't know if people were watching or not. It was an amazing experience, though.
Nice.
And it was just tryouts, and I lucked out.
Very cool. Very cool. And with that, we shut it down. All righty, to the phones. Let's talk to the Sledgehammer, Mark in Collegeville. What's up, Sledge? Sledgy? Not quite.
Wow, unlike
there.
Sledge,
what
in the world?
Oh,
unbelievable.
Okay.
All right, we go Dominic and Cherry Hill. Hey, Dom. Dominic.
Dylan.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Dominic.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great show as always, guys. You guys are awesome. I was just cracking up, so I was just gathering myself after that.
Oh, good.
Surprised you guys didn't say Chris Collinsworth. Annoys you.
I actually think he's a spectacular announcer. He had a bad couple minutes there in the Eagles game. Spectacular announcer. I wish more NFL announcers were critical the way Chris Collinsworth is critical. I appreciate Chris Collinsworth.
All right. I rewatched the Super Bowl, and he drove me nuts with some of that. Clear biasness, but yeah, I agree. He's definitely professional.
He knows his stuff.
So, in regards to the MLB, I really think that I'm going to watch baseball regardless of what happens throughout this. I mean, did I lose respect for some of the players and owners? Absolutely. You know, but in terms of, you know, what some of the players have done, like Bryce Harper helping out some of the minor league players, you know, giving some of his money and other players doing the same. It's a tough time, and it's really disappointing. But at the same time, I'm going to watch baseball, man. I love baseball. I'm going to miss it more, which means I'm going to love it just as much when it comes back and whenever that is. So, you know, that's my thoughts on that.
You know, Dominic, I feel as though you are a small number of people right now. I mean, like, it's definitely, I don't know, what would you say, Joe, 70% the other way, 80% the other way?
Saying it will be the other way. Yes. Yes, I do agree with you.
You're right, saying it.
Dominic, what do you got for a space-related show or movie?
All right, so, I mean, how could you go against Sandra Bullock? And the big fear that I feel like is in space, is getting lost in space, that'd be Gravity.
Gravity.
Gravity's a good movie.
I never saw it.
Oh, it's really good. It was. I don't know if it holds up as well at home. Like, seeing it in the theaters, a lot of it is, you know, like space, and it's like a movie theater movie. But it was impressive.
Better than Jodie Foster with Contact.
Yeah, better.
I thought Contact was really.
I'm not a big I think Contact was okay.
And what about that Amy Adams movie,
The Arrival?
The Arrival.
That movie is amazing.
Hey guys, you know this is
taking
a side
off the board
topic
here.
I didn't say E.T. or anything like that. I mean,
oh
come on.
No. Joe from Mayfair was going to say E.T.
Listen, we're 2 hours.
Take it up with Joe from Mayfair.
No, he can take it up with me. We're
wow.
2 hours
Joe,
and 14 minutes
I'm apologizing
in the show.
To you.
Listen,
we had nothing to do with that.
You know, E.T.
All
could
Joe.
Have won.
E.T. would have
I'm aware of it.
I would have voted for
that. For 2 hours, no one said E.T.? I mean, come on. There's got to be a price to pay for the audience sometimes, a penalty.
Poor Joe. Sorry, Joe.
So what do
great
guess?
Caller to the show, Joe from Mayfair.
Coming up. DeSean Jackson's idea for football. We'll get to that next. Hit all the calls as well. Sorry, Joe Mayfair. I am sorry, buddy. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.